This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. It is a rare, rare Friday when our weekly wrap isn't the first thing in the program, but $1 billion in bank fines and the guy who levied at least part of those fines would seem to qualify. The week, however, is not going to wrap itself up. David Gura is with MSNBC. Anna Swanson is with The New York Times. They are both in our bureau in New York. Hey, everybody.
Hey, Kai.
Hey, Kai.
So, David, let me ask you this. That thing that Mr. Mulvaney said about fundamentally restructuring the economy, which is an amazing achievement for 14 months of a presidential administration. You buying it?
He was being pretty facetious there. He called himself a bureaucrat. In fact, Mick Mulvaney is a political appointee, one who didn't have to get confirmed by Congress to do the job that he's doing now. He said he's being overly creative when it comes to regulation. He is certainly being creative when it comes to how he's running this agency, a point that he made over and over again in that interview, just bringing to light the fact, something that he's complained a lot about when he was in Congress, that is, he doesn't like the way that bureaucracy is structured. He thinks that there should be a group of regulators running it, like the SEC. He thinks there needs to be more oversight. Real quickly here, I mean, the AP had a story just a few days ago about how many political appointees he's made at the Bureau, how much they're being paid. He is doing things deliberately to raise the ire of Congress with the hope, I think, that they'll change what was codified, what was a part of that consumer protection law.
Right. Anna, let me change gears here and also point out that you're in Washington, not New York, so that was my bad. I want to play a piece of tape from Christine Lagarde, who runs the International Monetary Fund. Guys, it's going to be the second cut of Lagarde, talking about the tax plan and what it's going to mean for American growth, and then we're going to play it. Here she is, Christine Lagarde, the head of the IMF.
At the same time, we are concerned about the deficit. We are concerned about the debt of the United States, and we know that because of aging, because of entitlement, these will come to haunt the American economy and the American people.
Anna, one thing I didn't get to with Mr. Mulvaney was this idea that the tax plan has been deficit financed. The budget deal of 6 weeks ago was $1 trillion plus, and much of that in the red. There is a whole nother part of this thing that, besides the growth not matching it, actually will come to pass in the out years.
Yeah, absolutely. So Mulvaney was saying that the administration has fundamentally restructured the economy, and you've seen a lot of claims, in recent months that these tax cuts will pay for themselves. But it's pretty clear that what the IMF is saying is that the Trump tax cuts are more of a sugar high than a long-term productivity boost. And, you know, they do anticipate U.S. growth to rise in the next couple of years because of the tax cut, but then they see it falling back again. And that creates bigger worries about the ultimate deficit. The IMF has really urged countries that, you know, in these good times, they need to be paying down their debt, not increasing it. And they do see the tax cuts as doing that.
Yeah. Anna, let me stay with you, actually. And I want to turn to trade for a minute, because we learned this week, once again, that the president doesn't care for TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, despite earlier comment that maybe he does. Psych. I want to talk about NAFTA, Anna, and where things stand with that. And you know, the Congress is going to have to pass this thing if and when it gets done. It's seeming more precarious by the day, I guess, is the point.
Yeah. So right now, negotiators are basically, you know, working full time. The top level guys are meeting today. Right now, actually, we're expecting an announcement later today. And then lower level people will be meeting through the weekend. Higher level officials meeting again next week. So they are really racing to meet this deadline they've been talking about early May. But there's still a lot of different ideas on the table. You know, that isn't necessarily unusual. People who have covered past trade negotiations tell me that, you know, everything tends to happen at the last minute. There's kind of a lot of horse trading. But as you mentioned, even if you get over that first hurdle, you know, finding a deal that Canada and Mexico will accept, you still need to pass it through Congress, which means you need to get either congressional Republicans who don't like the trade agendas to support it, or Democrats who don't really like Mr. Trump to vote for it.
Yeah. David, last whack goes to you in the 45-ish seconds we've got left. So brace yourself. The president, now more than ever, especially after this week with Shinzo Abe, the prime minister of Japan in Florida, seems bound and determined to do bilateral trade, not multilateral, despite the benefits of multilateral trade deals.
Yeah, I checked my phone while you were talking about whether or not he supported the TPP because it changes so much. I mean, I am just confounded by his perspective on multilateralism. On the campaign trail, of course, Donald Trump was so vehemently anti-multilateralist. And now he's talking about going back to it. Of course, we had the Syria strike to get out of the economic realm. He assembled a coalition for that. You know, I'm confused by what he wants to do. It was a moment that stood out to me during that press conference at Mar-a-Lago, the president's house in Florida, when he was next to Shinzo Abe and announced that they hadn't come to an agreement on a trade deal. Of course, Shinzo Abe trying to bring him back into the TPP. I think that we're just as confused as we have been on what this White House's stance is on trade. And Anna's got her work cut out for her. She's through this day today and has a busy weekend ahead of her.
David Gura, he's a weekend anchor on MSNBC. Anna Swanson covers global trade for the New York Times. Thanks, you two.
Thanks, Kai.
Thank you.
All right, have a nice weekend.